The school bell tells us that it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. I would invite you at this time to get your Bibles and turn to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 16, and we're going to begin in verse 13. We're in the middle of a series of lessons on the great men and women of the Bible, and we're looking at the great men and women of the New Testament, and we have come to the study of Peter. And we've been kind of did an overview of his life in this Bible study, but now we want to return and focus on a very interesting and important episode in the book of Matthew. In fact, one of the most important passages in the book of Matthew, where Peter almost takes the front stage. Now, not quite, because Jesus is always the main character. But here's where Peter makes that great confession that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we're going to see just how Matthew tells that story and build upon that. It's in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13, where it says that when Jesus was coming to the parts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that the Son of Man is? And all his disciples, with the multitudes, had flocked to him by thousands and had seen and enjoyed his various and numerous miracles. Now, what did they say of him? Of course, Jesus knew, but he desired an expression from the apostles to bring out and to strengthen their faith. And so we're going to turn to that in just a moment. While you're turning to Matthew chapter 16, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And what we are doing in this class today is returning to the Sunday school lessons that were written by E.A. Elam for the Sundays of 1923. This particular lesson for the Sunday of July the 15th, 1923. And it's about this text that we're looking at in Matthew chapter 16. So now let me read Matthew 16, verses 13 and 14, and then we will go back and consult Elam's notes. Now when Jesus came into the parts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that the Son of Man is? And they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Some say John the Baptist. This was the opinion of Herod Antipas and of others. We can tell that from what we read in Matthew 14, 1 through 12, and Mark 6, 16 through 29. Herod thought that John had risen from the dead. Elijah of old had restored the true worship of God and returned on the earth as was expected. And some thought that John the Baptist was Elijah. In fact, they thought this because it was said in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 5, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before that great and terrible day of Jehovah come. And taking that passage literally, some thought maybe John was the fulfillment of that prophecy. Others said that he was Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. They thought he was one of the old prophets risen from the dead. They all classed him with the prophets, which was such a high honor, but not yet sufficient honor for Jesus. He was much more than this. But for their misconceptions and perceived erroneous opinions as to what the Messiah was to do and to be, they doubtless would have accepted him as the Christ of God. All his disciples, with the apostles, had erroneous conceptions, but they were willing to learn and did learn of him, until they were led into the clear sunlight of the true nature of his spiritual kingdom. If one will only study and learn, one can come to the knowledge of the truth. I want to pause and offer my own comments here. You take someone as a preacher, take someone like me, if I was a preacher, and someone started comparing my preaching to great preachers they have known, I would feel very complimented. Well, you think, here Jesus is out preaching, and they say, wow, that sounds like John the Baptist, or Elijah, or Jeremiah. And these were highly regarded and great preachers. And you would think that such would be a compliment to Jesus. But I want to turn that around a little bit. You see, when they heard Jesus speak, it reminded them of John and Elijah and of Jeremiah. If anything, knowing how this would work out, this is really a compliment to John and to Jeremiah and to Elijah. Why, if someone were to hear a great preacher speak and say, you know, it almost sounds like Jesus himself speaking, you would understand that compliment. Well, for all other men that would receive comparisons to these great preachers of the past, they would be a compliment to that man. But since they're comparing them to Jesus, this is actually a compliment to those great preachers of the past, isn't it? Well, now let's look at this confession. I'm going to look at Matthew chapter 16 and verses 4, that'll be 15 and 16. He said unto them, but who say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Here are Elam's notes. He then asked an expression from the apostles themselves and asked them all, whom say ye that I am? And verse 16, Peter, not pert, but impulsive, decisive, bold, and courageous, answered at once. There was no hesitancy or delay. He spoke his sincere and deep conviction, but he answered for all the rest, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is not only Jesus of Nazareth, a carpenter, and the son of Mary, but the Son of God. There were other men in these days that were named Jesus. We read about such of those in Acts chapter 13 and verse 6 and Colossians chapter 4 and verse 11. But there is only one Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. Acts 2:36, Peter says, let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom ye crucified. Paul will say that this Jesus, this is the one who is crucified and raised from the dead, whom, he said, I proclaim unto you, is the Christ. Acts 17 in verse 3. Two propositions concerning Jesus of Nazareth are true and must be believed. One, that he is the Christ. And two, that he is the Son of the living God. The living God is no false and lifeless God, but the I am of Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14. And as it says in the book of Psalms chapter 90 and verse 2, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. The Word, which was with God in the beginning, and which was God, became flesh and dwelt among us. Let me read to this from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Here John writes, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that hath been made. In him was life, and the light was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness apprehended it not. And there came a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, that he might bear witness of the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came that he might bear witness of the light. There was the true light, even the light which lighteth every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and they that were his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the Word which was with God in the beginning, and this was God who became flesh and dwelt among us. And we read in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9 that in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And then also we read in the book of Colossians chapter 1, beginning in verse 13, Jesus is called the Son of his love, in whom we have our redemption, the forgiveness of sins, who is made in the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were all things created in the heavens and upon earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things have been created through him and unto him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For it was the good pleasure of the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell, and through him to reconcile all things unto himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross through him. I say, whether things upon the earth or things in the heaven. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 through 20. This proposition shows the relationship of Jesus to God, and therefore his divinity. Messiah is the Hebrew word, and Christ is the Greek word for anointed. It shows the work or office of Jesus. Prophets, priests, and kings were anointed, as we read in the Old Testament. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. And he is the prophet, the priest, and the king. He was made both Lord and Christ, Acts 2 and verse 36, and was made high priest, Hebrews chapter 7, verses 20 through 28. David was anointed king long before he was crowned and began to serve, and so was Jesus. We read about Jesus becoming king in passages like Acts chapter 2, verses 32 through 36, where Peter preached, "This Jesus did God raise up, whereof we are witnesses, being therefore by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath poured forth this which you now see and hear. For David ascended not into heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies the footstool of thy feet. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom ye crucified." We further read about him in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, beginning in verse 5. "Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, counted it not being on the equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and being made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man, He humbled himself and became obedient to death, yea, the death of the cross.